My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. Got a 4-man junk show this early September Tuesday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is here this morning. Hello.
What's up?
Hello. As is John Paul Flame.
What's up, man? 49ers scored a ton of points last night.
Yep, they did. And Eric Bickle also.
Hey, buddy.
Here.
How are you? Morning.
Yeah, the Niners basically handled the Jets pretty easily last night in the Bay.
There was a beatdown.
No Christian McCaffrey. No big deal. You plug in Jordan Mason in his first career NFL start.
That's why I told you to draft him for me.
And he was a stud.
He's amazing. I mean, man, that guy just earned his second contract.
Averaged 5.3 yards per carry. Found the end zone. A workhorse. I mean, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you don't worry about burning out a guy who rarely, if ever, plays. Give him as many carries as he can handle.
I'm a new fan.
Effective, and
there was talk in the summer that Kyle Shanahan wanted to dial back all the carries on McCaffrey because he was on the field for 72% of the offensive plays last year.
Which makes sense.
He wants to dial that back to about 60%, 65%, and give Jordan Mason a shot. And
do it.
That's what he's going
to
do.
Just sprinkle in some Debo. He had 8 carries last night. That tends to be the case if McCaffrey misses, his rushing gets an uptick.
I'm a new fan because he goes by JP.
He does. I didn't know that. Wasn't aware.
Kyle Shanahan called him JP. Apparently that's his nickname.
Well,
there was a little
he's a monster.
Dust up after the game.
Oh yeah, the Niners are definitely playing fast and loose with the reporting injuries bit.
And it kind of spoiled Jordan Mason's night in that. So he gives an on-field interview, I believe, to Lisa Salters, and she asked, when did you know you were going to start? He said Friday.
Oh, oops.
And then, after the game, in the locker room, one of the reporters, I guess, asked him about that, and he was like, that's why I don't like talking to media, because they were like, you know, kind of putting the screws to him instead of just celebrating the fact that, hey, you got your first start. Well, you had over 150 yards combined. The end zone.
I clearly, in that spot, I blame the coaching staff hand in hand with the PR staff. Because if they've known since Friday, they have to pull him into a room and say, look, if you get asked when you knew you're going to start, you're going to say, I found out about 2 hours before the game.
It's not a big deal. They learned. It's not a big deal.
I mean, if the team gets slapped with a fine because they're not reporting their injuries correctly, it's going to be kind of a big deal.
I think it's fine. The owner will pay it. But I actually don't think it's a big deal. And couldn't you argue that, okay, I knew it was going to start on Friday, but we didn't know if he was going to be for sure inactive?
You could make that argument.
Maybe he was going to be a limited participant.
Here's where it's a big deal. Gambling.
It comes,
I understand. The league's They're in bed with the gambling operators. It's a huge deal, and gambling and fantasy wise.
Christian McCaffrey's props, touchdown scoring props, yardage props were all up there on Friday.
Because if you know on Friday that CMC is severely limited or is not going, you have time to adjust your bets, do everything you need to do. If you find out 2 hours before the game, you're kind of boned.
Right, mm-hmm. But the coaching staff don't care about that.
I'm aware they don't care.
Right, they don't care.
But they do have to follow the rules that are set forth by the NFL as far as reporting injuries properly.
Well, we knew he was injured, right? We knew McCaffrey was injured.
But we didn't know he was going to miss the game.
We knew he was limited,
So he held out as long as he could. I don't know. I guess because I'm not a fantasy guy, it doesn't affect me.
I think fantasy, it moves the gambling markets.
Yeah.
Like if you know that,
I think it's more gambling than fantasy. Yeah, okay. I mean, it definitely has an effect for fantasy.
But even gambling-wise, it's not going to affect the coaches. The coaches are going to try to keep that as quiet as long as they can.
Yeah, that is true.
Mason answered after the game, the question right there is why I'm mad. That's why I don't really like talking to the media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
When would he ever have talked to the media before last night? I mean,
I doubt there's high demand.
I'm sure local media, like in the San Francisco beat reporters, talk to him, but like...
Well, he just earned himself another like 2 to 3 years in the league with that one performance.
Definitely.
I mean, that was huge.
He's been good as a backup since he's been there. I mean, he was undrafted. I mean, and he didn't even put up crazy numbers in college. He was a good player, but didn't put up crazy
just
numbers.
Showed he can play.
That he can certainly play in that 100%. That one cut system that Shanahan loves to employ.
Purdy played well too.
I thought Purdy does what he always does. Yeah. I've been impressed with him from day one. I
mean, he ended up with no touchdowns.
No, he was solid.
Moved the team.
He made some really good passes.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Meanwhile, when you looked at Rodgers and that offense, just looked kind of out of sync.
Yeah, I thought Rodgers threw the ball okay, but he runs funny now. He definitely runs funny. He's not going to be able to be nearly as mobile as before.
The pocket is his friend. Like, he does not want to leave the pocket.
I stayed up until midway through the third, went to bed fairly late, right after he threw that touchdown. I mean, he's still got the arm, right? And obviously
he has a laser.
Yeah, sling it. But they're going to have to figure out some mobility stuff with him, protection stuff, because he just runs funny now. To me, anyway.
Yeah, he is limited running-wise, obviously. And look, he's 40-some years old coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
You're going to look different. You're going to move different.
No doubt. But I wouldn't write off the Jets. The Niners are just superior.
They're on the road against a team that was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily expect it. I mean, Rodgers said it's not an excuse, but travel.
Yeah.
He threw out a couple things, which, you know, they're cliches, but more often than not, they're true.
For sure. I mean, Brandon Ayuk booted a touchdown in the end zone.
That was a great pass.
I saw Peyton Manning going nuts on the alt cast. I'm not generally an alt cast guy. I like me the traditional cast, at least for Monday Night Football. But he was like, this is why you got to get in camp. I don't do a very good Peyton Manning. This is why you got to get in camp. Get the deal signed. Catch the ball.
He might have dropped that even if he did sign the deal.
I mean, it was a tough catch. Like, he was laid out in the corner.
Perfect. It was a dime.
Oh, the ball was right where it needed to be.
Perfect throw from Purdy. I saw Eli had a funny that made me laugh. that he studied every one of Aaron Rodgers' throws last year. Right? Because he played four plays.
Yeah.
Did he even attempt the pass? I can't remember.
I don't know. He studied every one of his plays from last season.
That's a solid bit.
That made me laugh.
I usually just like when Eli Jones on Peyton.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
And props to, you know, we talked about the kicking situation here. Props to Jake Moody, who kicked 250-yarders.
Yeah.
He also had two, I think, 45-yarders, call it 45, 6 for 6. Had 25 fantasy points. And I was going against him. I told Cakes, I said, I got Breece Hall and he's got Jake Moody. He goes, oh, you're a big winner.
Yeah.
And then I saw Moody with 6
field goals.
He was
creeping up on you.
He was creeping.
Yeah.
But Breece Hall put up enough numbers.
I mean, you never expect to face a kicker that's going to put a 20-plus ball up on you, but it
that's,
happens.
But that's a kicker that the Niners really liked in college out of Michigan. They drafted him in the, third round.
That's a high pick for a kicker.
Yes.
Very high.
I know
you have an affinity for kickers, EB, but third round is a little bit dicey.
I'm not saying you have to pick them.
I'm not burning my draft capital third round on a kicker.
Should we pour one out for Cade York?
I mean,
I barely knew him.
He was here for one game.
Yeah.
He doesn't even count.
Yeah.
He knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Of course.
Especially when I think it was Grant that reported that if he made it to week two, they would give up the conditional draft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he had no shot.
Bon voyage.
He might have been cut if he made both his kicks. You know?
It's not a good resume builder when if teams are looking down the road to pick up a kicker and they put in the tape from the last game and you miss both field goals and kick the kickoff out of bounds.
I'm going to hope that he was here, that I was here for such a short time that they're going to miss the fact that I even was with the Commanders for a game. That's what I'm hoping for.
You don't even put that one on your resume?
Yeah, that one doesn't.
You don't think he added it to his LinkedIn?
Doesn't make the sizzle reel. Probably not. I think you're going to leave that one on the cutting room floor.
All right, so obviously the elephant in the room was that the McCaffrey thing just kind of just ruined our parlay, right?
I mean, well, it still hit.
It was a void.
It hits, but like no payout, basically.
No, it's a $370 payout.
Right.
You guys can all split it since my guy didn't contribute, so you four can.
Oh, it's fine. It's a team
four-way chop.
What is it? $60 a man?
You can
something
have
like
it.
That.
It's fine.
No,
I'll take $60.
Jason, honestly, that wouldn't even occur to me.
That's fine.
A couple people did tweet that. It didn't occur to me.
That's fine.
Either.
It didn't occur to me.
No, no, that's fine.
We're in together.
That's the first thing I thought about. I said, you know what?
I don't think about it that way.
My guy did not
participate.
I thought we're a team. We ride together with this.
I feel like we ride together.
Well, we can, but it's only $60.
I know. Who cares? But if my guy gets canceled out in the future and you guys win like $10,000, I want my piece.
Sure.
I don't know. We might have to talk about that.
You're in. You get your cut.
You get your cut.
It's fine.
Not even up for discussion.
It would never occur to me.
Throw me a 20.
I never even thought about it. I didn't think about it for one second.
It never occurred to me.
I'm going to get an extra $20 because Jason's guy wasn't going in the parlay.
Yeah. I'm too.
Now, did we set the bar too high by hitting in week one?
I don't know. It just seems like it's a little bit easier than
picking
No,
I don't think so.
Winner.
Now we just have to find guys that we know we're going to find the end zone.
Yeah, I mean.
I might just pick against Commanders. Secondary every week. If you have a premier receiver against the Commander's secondary,
Neighbors this week?
Take Malik Neighbors.
I don't have faith in Daniel Jones.
Well, he might not be throwing passes for that much longer. It might be Drew Lock.
Yeah, but if he's
point.
Running wide open, even Daniel Jones can hit him.
No, but I'd rather wait for matchups where you have a competent quarterback and a really good receiver. Like when they face the Bengals, I'll bet on Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, so what is payout? So what will we each get out of this, Drab? So we get five. Is it divided by five? You guys
how
split
much
a
was
share?
The payout? 357?
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I tweeted out
there.
The ticket.
I saw Drabby's like whining that he blames JP for putting it in the atmosphere.
357.93.
You're putting it in the atmosphere that he jinxed
it. Well, I mean, look, he does it all the time. I don't know what else to say.
It was
I'm not
going to
scream
it was very
and yell at him.
What he did.
And freak out like everyone thinks I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But he's just, it's got no consideration for the belief that we have that he could jinx it. He doesn't believe in it, So he'll just poop all over it. He does it all the time on Twitter. It. You know, when our weekend parlay, he'll tweet out, "This is going to hit." Mm-hmm. Never does. It's just consideration for other people or a lack of that.
Or it was a word and people jumped down my throat over a word. I was actually setting up something in a tease, but that's okay.
What were we going to say, Valdez?
We should play.
All right.
On the bright side.
I would agree.
It's that dumb.
On the bright side.
Ain't doing it again.
We're about to win a touchdown parlay.
Oh, now you're jinxing
it. Oh, my God.
Some people already won it.
Who's telling everybody there's a no-hitter going on in the seventh inning?
Some people already won.
You just violated the cardinal sin.
It's not going to happen.
Not these people. It's just poor form. That's all. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're counting your chickens. It's classic case of counting your chickens.
Everyone knows not to do that. Yeah. Everybody.
You upset the gambling gods.
Yeah. Mm. That is correct.
Looks like everybody shares 71.55.
All right, I'm sized.
Well, they split 71.55.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay, it's fine.
Better than zero. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
It's a win.
So whose account is it in? Jason?
It's in my account.
Oh, it's in your account?
I didn't even know I had an account. I had to, because of text miscommunication with Cakes, I had to set up an account. Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't do the profit boost. I didn't know how to do the profit
boost.
Could
have had more profits. Mm. Just left them on the table.
How much did we leave on the table if you had done the profit
boost? Probably a sizable amount, right?
100 or 200.
Total?
Yeah.
Not per person.
No,
total.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Just so we're clear, Jason gets a full share for not participating, and we're splitting a share over here.
I told you I would give you guys my share. You guys are
I don't mind your share. I'm just saying we're not dividing it by six. We're dividing by five.
You know what? We can divide by six. I'm fine.
You want to divide it by six? It's fine.
It's such a menial amount of money.
Here, how about this?
Yeah.
I'll take half of what you guys are getting, and they can take the other half, and they can split it.
Okay, I don't care. JHB, you figure it out. I'm not going to quibble over it. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I did have this bizarre thought that you guys were combining for one share. I don't know why I thought that.
Because they made one pick. They didn't make two picks.
Yeah.
I really don't care. We'll just pump it up and pick a plus 300 guy next week. So we get our full share when it hits.
So hold on. Are you now arguing that? But wasn't that the idea? You could have the full share now. But
no, not really. I don't know. Didn't really think about it. I was trying to cut down on the clutter of the segment.
Right. But you did, because you actually thought we'd never hit, so it wouldn't mean.
Didn't really think about the payout portion of it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Interesting. Right.
I mean, I say give everybody a friggin' share so there's no whining.
Yeah, let's just
and then
just
holding
chop
over
it
my
all
head.
Away. It's fine.
I don't want it held over my head. I cheated somebody.
I'm just floating this out there.
Yeah.
What do you think about rolling it?
I do like that concept.
I mean, well, I don't think it's a chance.
I would suggest maybe keeping the money in my account for this season because I can actually put in the bet.
That's true. Now,
immediately after the show, which sometimes is an issue.
Are you talking about rolling the whole thing over into the second week?
I'm talking about rolling the whole enchilada.
I don't mind.
I like the way you operate, sir.
I don't mind rolling it for maybe a one-off, but not to go 5 for 5 or 6 for 6.
Right.
I just don't think
At
that's
possible. At some point,
possible.
Our luck's going to run out.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do like a two-game parlay, roll it all on that. I could maybe get in. I could see that.
Uh-huh.
But we ain't going to hit. Like another 6 for 6.
No, we're not going to build this.
That's just literally a dumb thought.
We're not going to build this into like $100,000. I see the look in your eye. I see that gleam in your eye, Valdez.
Delusional.
Yeah, I like it.
You agree? We're not going to hit a 6 for 6er back to back.
Well, why don't we all take a little chunk out?
Right? I mean, he's speaking my language. You're getting me some.
Why don't we all take like a little 5 spot out?
I'm kind of buying what you're selling.
What do you mean? Say it again.
We take a little 5 spot out, and then instead of doing a nubby $10 one, we have a...
Like a $50.
A $25
I'd be all about it.
That's fine.
Then
I don't have a problem
bigger.
With that. But I don't want to put like $400
No. Just 20... No, just take that like you would tip your dealer.
Just a little more taste.
Yeah. Sure, I'm fine with that.
Take a five spot out.
We're not going to hit another 5 for 5 or a 6 for 6.
We might. We might just. It might just be our time, EB.
Hey, this might be our calling.
Right. This is. This is our mission.
No, look, no, I'm serious.
We have an innate ability to pick touchdowns.
I'm serious. We have the Commanders expert, okay,
yeah,
over there with Eric. That's right. His specialty.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We have the fantasy man.
Okay.
That's Cakes. Cakes knows all the matchups.
All right. Hopefully that's the case. Yeah.
We have the situational man and JP always looking to see who we're going to exploit
okay
for the Commanders. Right. We have the mush in Jason.
Yep.
All right. He always knows him. Who's going to be injured.
Okay.
So then you have us.
Right. We got have all the moving pieces that we need. I like it. It's like a gambling consortium.
It's like Ocean's 11. Yeah. Everyone has their job.
Yeah. Correct. Who's the guy that's going to do the backflip into the little box?
It's you, Cakes, because you're a little shorty.
Yeah, because I'm so agile. I can do a backflip. I'm so sure.
So a guy like Jaden who had two rushing touchdowns, what are the odds going to be for him this week?
To score a non-passing touchdown?
Yeah, yeah.
Against the terrible Giants?
Yeah,
probably pretty high.
So it'll be
even money for that one? We can look it up. But I mean,
if you had to guess.
Yeah,
they're probably not out yet.
I would guess money.
I would guess plus 120.
Be better than that.
Yeah, but let me see. Let me see if it's out.
But not plus by a lot, because I would expect him to find the end zone against the Giants.
Right.
They want to use him in the red zone.
Eckler. Eckler had some wiggle to him still.
He did. He looked good.
I don't know why they didn't use him.
I'm sure they're going to lean into him more as the season progresses. All right, coming up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, player props aren't out yet.
We got Jimmy Traina joining us at 8:25 from SI. We'll talk NFL with him. And Jonathan Allen, defensive tackle for your Washington Commanders. He's going to join us every week during the NFL season. He's on the show at 9. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.